Now, I know making a statement about withdrawing fellowship, a lot of people go half nuts. Oh, brother, no. If a man is violating God's law, like that guy in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, and he is a member of the church, we have an obligation to go to him and try to get him to straighten up. By the way, if you'll study that out, you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, and you'll find out they withdrew fellowship from that fella who was living in fornication, adultery. They withdrew fellowship from that fella, and in the second chapter, Paul writes to them and tells them now he has repented. You bring him back in as a brother and love him and encourage him, lest he be overcome with so much sorrow. He will really be lost then. See, you and I have a grave responsibility. We got to go to the brother. We got to try to help folk. But if they will not repent, then have no fellowship. But when they repent, bring them in as they were before, as though they had never sinned. They're newborn again. Their sins are washed away. They're in Christ. So we have responsibility, brothers and sisters, to keep the body pure and to help brothers and sisters who may be in need. It grieved Lot's righteous soul what he saw day by day. You're not going to change the world. Did you know the world killed Jesus? If anyone could come into this world and change every human being in it, guess who it would have been? Christ. Even among his own disciples, one of them betrayed him, and another one denied him. And when they killed Jesus, every one of them took to the hills just like scared rabbits, didn't they? That's who we are. Let's just admit it. And when we can admit who we are, we will then be in a position to help those who are walking the wrong way. It's when people sleep that the devil has an opportunity to knock on the door. I want to thank you very much. I hope we understand the Lord's going to be judge. The angels are so strong that when they come, Jesus said they'll be the ones that will separate the wheat from the tares. I'll send my angels, and they will separate. Then to those on the right-hand side, I'll say, come ye blessed, inherit the kingdom. Those on the left side, depart from me. I don't know you. I beg and I plead every member in the body of Christ all over the world realize how important it is to live a faithful, devoted Christian life. Let the kingdom have first place. Quit letting the world compete with you. Stop it. I've gone as far as I'm going, world. I'm turning back to the Lord. And I'm going to be faithful in the body. I know I'm preaching to the choir. I should have said this morning. Every one of us need it, don't we? We need to be so faithful to love and encourage one another and everything we can do for the name of Christ. If you're subject tonight to the invitation of Jesus, all things are ready and you can come. You believe with all your heart He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Repent of a life of sin. Confess His name. Be buried with Him in the watery grave of baptism. Be raised to walk in new life. He adds you to the church. Then be faithful. And don't allow influences, whether they're on the outside the church or on the inside, to take you away from your faith in Christ. Okay? That's what I believe the tares is all about. We have enemies inside, just same we do outside. And the devil causes division among the brothers. It may be that you obey the Lord. You need prayers. You need forgiveness. You drifted away. And come home. We'll pray together. If you'd like to place membership with us, you can do that. Will you come while together we stand and sing?